tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
What's going on, AfterBuzzers? Welcome back to How to Be a Host, formerly known as Host Highlights. I'm your host, Olivia Gabbery, a.k.a. The Real OG, and tonight, I am highlighting my friend, Paris Rose.
Hey, hey!
What's going on?
Not that much. Happy to be here.
Yeah,
I'm excited.
Thanks for coming through. Yeah. Are you nervous to be on the other side of
I'm extremely
the table, so to speak, if we have one?
I'm oddly so nervous.
Because it's like weird to talk about yourself a little bit, almost.
It's very weird, and I'm like, am I interesting?
I don't know. Of course! Well, I feel like you're the queen of red carpets and red carpet interviews, so I'm sure you're always used to being on the other side of the mic. Mm-hmm. Tell me a little bit about your red carpet experiences. I feel like you go to ones all the time. What would you say is the most epic one you've ever been to?
Ooh, epic one. I'm just gonna say it wasn't like amazing, wasn't big, but the people I interviewed Snoop Dogg, Method Man, Karrueche, Hailey Baldwin,
no
all in one
way.
Night.
What was the event for?
It was for Joker's Wild.
And that's Snoop's show,
yeah.
Right?
And then Method Man's on another game show. I don't even know what it was for.
Yeah.
I was just like, oh, you're here. Everyone's here.
So how do you prepare for red carpets?
Don't listen to me, but I prepare by not preparing too much.
Really?
Because I don't want to sound rehearsed. I don't want it to be like, yeah, I just read Wikipedia about you, and so I'm going to ask everything about where you grew up.
Mm-hmm.
I try to make it like you just ran into your friend, and so you're like, I know some things about you.
Mm-hmm.
I try to freshen up a little bit, but I want to make it exciting. Like, you know, Snoop Dogg, like, no, Method Man, I just was like, I've always wanted to know, like, where you came up with the name Method Man, why Method Man? And that was just really what I wanted to know.
Mm-hmm.
And I just think about what I'm interested in, what the viewers might be interested in, and that's where I go.
I feel like that's probably a good way to go about it. Did something happen that made you feel like you were a little bit too rehearsed?
Yes. my first carpet ever, I interviewed Carmen Electra. And I knew she was coming. I was
mm-hmm.
super ready to get her. And I had prepared these questions, and she just did not answer it the way I planned on her answering.
Well, what'd you ask her?
I asked her, like, you know, you've done Playboy. We've known you as a sexy woman. But is there anything that you want to, that you wish you could change about your past?
Mm-hmm.
Or is there anything that you're wishing you can do now? And she's like, no, nothing I can change and nothing I really want to do now. And she's like, I don't really think I have to change anything about my past. I was like, oh, not judging you.
Is that, like, how do you respond to something like that? Is there ever an instance where someone gives you an odd answer and you almost don't know how to proceed after that?
Oh, my God, yes. Kind of going on. I don't know why I love this question, but I asked Morgan Freeman, is there anything else? I mean, he's a legend.
Yeah.
Is there anything else that he hasn't done that he wishes he could accomplish? And he's like, well, no.
I pretty much accomplished everything already.
I mean, he actually said that.
But he, like, basically has, so, okay.
I know.
Fair
I was like,
say.
Stupid question. And so I was there, like, super flustered. It was a press junket.
Yeah.
So I'm the only one in there. I'm like, oh, nothing at all? I kept pushing it. And he's like, no, nothing at all. I'm like, oh, God, what do I say now?
Oh, man. Explain to us, like, a press junket is a little bit different than a red carpet.
Yeah.
And I've actually personally never been to a press junket before. I mean, other than sitting in a room across from the talent, how is it different?
I would say it's a little bit more intimate because
mm-hmm.
red carpets are so fast. People are yelling. People might get into your screen, your camera. So this is a little bit more intimate. They're waiting for you. They're not, you know, every question you ask, they're going to answer. So I just feel like it's more of a time to really also show who you are as a host.
Mm-hmm.
You're not working for, you're not like trying to ask what the viewers want. You just kind of really get to say what you want to say.
Yeah.
So that's why I like press junkets, but it's also nerve-wracking because it's you across from this big talent.
Yeah.
Just you two looking at each other. It's intense.
How long do you actually get with the people?
It depends. I would say, like, for Morgan Freeman, he was quick. He didn't want to be in there too long, so it was, like, 5 minutes.
Right.
Which felt like 15
minutes. 5 minutes
is,
because when you're on a red carpet, you get, like, a minute if you're lucky, because people don't realize when you're on the mic, there's a publicist behind you tapping you, being like, we had to finish up, we had to finish
right.
up. So 5 minutes is a really long time.
Yes, but even that's like the shortest time, though. I did a press junket for Stepsisters, which is on Netflix, and theirs was 10 minutes. I'm like, whew.
Do you run out of things to talk about?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, man.
Or some things that I think, oh, this is going to be long. This time I actually prepare for press junkets. And like,
as
know,
opposed to when I didn't prepare.
Off the whim. But I prepare for, I think, you know, this is going to be a long answer. And sometimes they give me a short answer.
Yeah.
And I'm like, now I gave five questions that I thought were going to last 10 minutes. Now I need to ask something else.
Can you tap out if you run out of things to say?
No.
You have to sit there the whole time.
A lot
time.
Of times they're like, keep going, keep going.
Oh, my
like,
goodness.
And I just smile. I'm just like, so, you know, a lot of clearing my throat.
Yeah. That's so nerve-wracking.
Yeah.
So aside from your interviewing and going to events, you, of course, host after shows here. And pretty big ones, too. Empire is such a huge one.
Yes.
And then Scandal.
Yes.
And Being Mary Jane mm-hmm. as well. So what is it like to host shows with such a huge following? Do you approach it any differently?
I do approach it differently. Scandal has a pretty big following, mm-hmm. and the fans are on it. Like, if you don't know, if you say, like, oh, yeah, that happened in season two, they'd be like, actually, that happened in season three.
Episode four,
minute five.
Yeah.
You know, they're super on it. They're super fans, and we're supposed to be super fans as well. So sometimes with the bigger audiences, I get a little more nervous to quote things. I'm like, oh, I might be wrong.
Right.
Or I just feel a little more comfortable with a smaller audience. I feel like it's like my Snapchat family is a small family. I feel closer and connected, but
when
it's
you get
also
to Instagram,
fun.
It's the big leagues. Hey,
right,
you know?
Exactly.
I got you. So is it a positive experience, would you say, or do you ever run into some trolling?
Exactly. With the bigger following, there's more trolls, but I actually live for the trolls. I'm
yeah.
like, wow, I've made it. Someone is taking their time out their day to be like, I don't like how Paris sounds, or she doesn't know about Olivia Pope enough. And I'm like,
that's what they really say.
Oh, yeah. People have said, I don't like your voice. You've cleared your throat too much. I don't like that you change your hairstyle too much. People say the craziest things.
What?
And I just kind of, I like it.
So it doesn't bother you? You just keep it moving?
Not yet. Not yet. I've been
well,
fine now.
I admire that, because if someone was commenting on, like, my looks and how I sounded,
yeah.
like, it's one thing if somebody doesn't agree with your opinion.
Right.
But to straight up just be a hater.
I think I'm really confident, so if you're going to judge my look, I'm like, you know, I'm feeling myself.
Yeah,
so
whatever.
Really, you guys get, I mean, it's your opinion. You think I'm ugly, you don't like my hair, that's fine, because I really love it, so it doesn't make me feel any...
Good.
Yeah.
I mean, that's you have to have that thick skin if you're going to be in this industry,
exactly.
of course. So how did you even get into hosting? Did you always want to be in front of the camera?
I did. When I was young, I was super outgoing, mm-hmm. like crazy. I was a terrible actress, but I was always auditioning for plays. I don't know why. I just wanted people to watch me. And then somewhere along like high school, college, I just got super insecure and I just gave up that dream. But I was doing job after job, just things that I did not feel passionate about.
Were they jobs within the industry or something completely different?
I was a PA for a while,
okay.
A production assistant. And that job, whew, you gotta have thick skin.
You have to have thick. I'm still sore from my day as a PA today. Like, come on now.
No job is too small. No
yeah.
job is too big. You've got to be on board for everything. Long days. And I just thought, I don't even see where I'm going. Like, I don't want to be a producer.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want to be a director. Why am I behind the scenes? Until one day, it was an actor who was late to this commercial rehearsal. And they're like, can you just fill in? I had, like, one line. I was like, I love this.
No
yeah.
way.
I was like, I need to be in front of the camera.
And then you just had a change of heart right then and there.
Pretty much. I was just like, I'm going to sign up for a hosting class. The next day I did, and then here I am.
Damn. So
like,
where did you... I like to ask a lot because I know hosting classes are kind of common with,
yeah.
you know, people that I've spoken to. Do you feel like it's something that was worth it that actually helped you as a host?
For me, definitely, because
yeah.
I didn't study in college. I knew other people were journalist majors, and
mm-hmm.
I felt really behind. So the classes kind of was got me up to speed really quickly, really easy to understand. And I really respect this craft. I don't just, you know, I'm not just a YouTuber. You know, I really
right.
respect the hosting craft. And so those classes really let me know, like, this work, this is hard. This
what
is not just easy.
What are some things that you learned from the classes that you feel gives you a leg up on someone who just stands in front of the camera and does the thing?
So a lot of hosts just read teleprompter,
mm-hmm.
And it's just easy to just read something. But I've learned that you have to really try to connect. So what my hosting class told me is just trying to instead of just seeing the camera and thinking you're talking to a camera, see someone, envision someone.
Exactly.
Is it like teenagers watching you? Is it moms who are tired? Is it a working mom? Like, who is your audience? And actually understanding who's watching you really helps you understand, like, little cute ad libs you can add. Like,
yeah.
You know, it helps
or
you.
Or how to act.
Yeah.
Exactly. I see that. So, yeah. So how did you get introduced to AfterBuzz?
Actually, from a hosting class.
Really?
Yeah, I was just like, man, how do I start? I don't have any connections. I cannot network at all. Like, how do I start? I have no resume. And someone was just like, well, you know, AfterBuzz is a really great start. It's a great platform. They're like, there's so many shows. If you like TV shows, which I do, it's like, it's going to be the easiest start because it's something you're actually interested in.
Right.
With people who are interested in the same thing. They're not trying to, like, troll you. They're trying to get this information about a show they love.
Yeah.
So I signed up right away.
Was it an AfterBuzzer that referred you or just someone that was familiar?
That's a great question.
You don't remember.
It was an AfterBuzzer, yes.
It was?
Yeah, D'Angelo.
Oh,
yeah.
Our friend D'Angelo.
Yeah.
That's so weird. I feel like there's AfterBuzzers everywhere.
Yes.
Honestly, I was like in a dance class the other day and I was like, hey, aren't you? I've seen you on AfterBuzz
right.
before. It's kind of funny, but it's like we're one community, you
it
know
really
what I
is.
Mean?
Like, there's so many hosts, so you can't know everyone.
Right.
But you kind of know everyone's faces, at least. You see them
yeah.
in the studio. So when I see them around, I'm like, what? Like, I feel like I know someone. I have a friend.
Yeah, exactly. So you said that it's easy for you to, you know, be at AfterBuzz because you're passionate and a super
yeah.
fan of television. But has there ever been an instance where you had to host for something that you weren't necessarily into?
Ooh, that's a great question. Yes.
Yeah.
It's not with AfterBuzz. It was actually one of my first jobs that I booked after taking these classes. And I had to host a book awards, author awards. And, I mean, I love books, but, like, the last book I had read was Harry Potter. So I was like, man, like, I don't know these authors. I'm really not interested in what their topics. It was, like, autobiographies, and I didn't even know any of the people. So I'm like, how am I going to get the crowd excited when I'm really not excited? And I didn't get the crowd excited.
You didn't get the crowd excited.
I failed. It was like crickets.
But if you could go back, how do you, like, what is your advice to somebody on how to prepare for something like that? Because at the end of the day, a job's a job.
Right.
You know, you're going to do it. So how do you prepare for it?
I think I would have not overthought so much. Like, I felt, oh, I'm hosting a live award show. This is how a host should be. Instead of just being real and being honest, especially nowadays, people really like authenticity. So I could have been like, oh, my God, guys, I'm so flustered up here. This is my first time.
Yeah.
But, oh, help me out. Like, this is, well, who's your favorite author? You know, got the audience more involved. But I was really more, like, just holding my mic, doing, like, what
super
I had to
serious.
Do, reading the cards I had to read, just not, like, straying from the dialogue. I could have more fun with it. Just, like, let them know how uncomfortable I am. And
transparency.
Right, transparency.
I got it.
Yes.
But I feel like I learned a lot from you tonight, for
yeah.
sure. So thank you for sharing with me and for sharing with our audience.
Thanks for having me.
Yeah, so where can everybody hit you up at?
You can find me on all social media platforms at Paris Rose TV, Paris with two R's.
Hey. And again, I'm your host, Olivia Gabri, a.k.a. The Real OG. You guys can hit me up at TheReal_O_G. And I will catch you guys next week on How to Be a Host.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.